This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block, and we begin this hour with presidential politics. Mitt Romney is launching a four-day bus tour of swing states. President Obama will hop on his own bus early next week. Meantime, the two campaigns continue to joust over a series of sensationalist ads. In a few minutes, we'll talk about all this with our political commentators. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro is traveling with the Romney campaign. He sent this update.
The day began with dueling ads, each side accusing the other of lying.
Seen this? Mitt Romney claiming the president would end welfare's work requirements?
The Obama campaign's TV ad quotes the New York Times and Washington Post saying Romney's claims that the president gutted welfare reform are blatantly false.
In fact, Obama's getting states to move 20% more people from welfare to work.
And on the other side, the conservative outside group American Crossroads went meta with a web ad featuring a CNN broadcast about a TV ad.
A new attack ad by a super PAC backing President Obama basically blames Mitt Romney for a woman's death from cancer.
And this ad basically accuses Mitt Romney of practically killing her. Is that the kind of rhetoric you want to hear, especially a president who ran 4 years ago on raising the level of rhetoric?
Despite the intense negativity on both sides, three national polls gave President Obama good news this week. Surveys from CNN, Fox, and Reuters all give the president a wider edge than he'd had before. This morning, the Romney camp dismissed those polls. In a background briefing with reporters, a senior advisor argued that they're just wrong. Quote, "There's been no national news that would push us from -3 points to -9 points. That's a huge shift." Of course, the assessment that there's been no national news dismisses the impact of Romney's foreign trip and the deluge of ads from both sides. Over the next 4 days of this bus tour, Romney will try to change those trends in four swing states that the president won in 2008: Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio. Stops include a NASCAR mechanic school and a barbecue shack. These are places where Romney can connect with working-class voters, but also places where his white-collar New England background could rub people the wrong way.
He just doesn't seem to fit in with day-to-day people.
Brad Elwinger is a Democrat in Des Moines, Iowa, where Romney campaigned earlier this week.
I don't want to go with the rich card. He just seems like he's kind of in his own world, has a hard time relating to people. When I hear him speak to people, he doesn't seem to gel with them, I guess. It's just kind of a vibe I get from him.
This morning, Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom said he doesn't buy the idea that Romney has a problem connecting with average people.
I think Americans of all types find Mitt Romney an appealing public leader. They look at his record of success, whether it's at the Olympics or here in the state of Massachusetts as governor, or as a private businessman, and they are impressed by it.
But in a new survey from CNN, 64% of Americans say they believe Romney favors the rich over the middle class. That's been a criticism of Romney from the beginning, and it's a challenge he'll have to overcome to win the votes of the swing state voters he'll be meeting with over the next 4 days. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.